Uh-oh. it might be tough. Though this is a classic. Another lyric.
Oh, boy.
Eddie Cochran and later on Alan Jackson found out that there ain't no cure for what?
Summertime blues.
The summertime blues.
In what way was that difficult?
Yeah. Well, these okay. You won't. I'm gonna save you.
In this episode, Jeremy learns to keep his mouth. Hey everybody, it's Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show joining you after the Woodlake Estates group run, and do we have a treat for you this morning. We are coming back to you with, what is this, end of summer trivia?
End of summer trivia. We were supposed to do this around Labor Day, but I ended up with COVID.
Oh, you got COVID.
I won't blame it on Jason.
Yeah.
He was here, I thought, all of them.
Yeah, I'll be there every day.
All right, so joining us for trivia, it's the three Thompsons. We got Artie. We got Marlon and returning champion, Chad Hidalgo.
Who
drove up on a chariot.
Blasted music. The fans out here went wild.
It was his, he said Brogan was not the only one who can do a wrestling promo. So, what was your entrance music this morning?
Hulk Hogan's entrance music.
Okay.
Real American.
Classic. All right. And we had a couple other runners out this morning. We had Chris and Jeff Franco out getting ready for the North Shore Half Marathon. And Elizabeth
German.
Yeah. Or German.
German Pool. Pool German.
One
pool
of, one
German,
of
I think.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think she is still running.
She is still running.
Yeah. Only race news we got coming up is Walk for Kylie is next weekend, Chappapeala Park. It's not really a race from what I understand, just kind of a benefit walk, run kind of thing happening out there. So check it out. If you can work it into your long run or whatever, go out to Chappapeala Park. But the big race news, 2 weeks from today, North Shore Half Marathon. And is everybody at this table going to be out there?
Yes.
Yep.
Tangi Running Club going to be bringing a big crew out to the North Shore Half. Jeff and Chris, we're getting ready for it. A bunch of people from our Wednesday night crew going to be out there. So Tangi Running Club out in full force. But in the meantime, next week will be North Shore Hype Week. This week, trivia with your host, Mark Thompson. Though we did have, Jason did want to mention, did you want to mention the pairings
we'll save,
of
no,
North
we'll
Shore.
Save that for
save
Hype
that
Week.
For Hype Week. Okay.
Save it for Hype Week.
Big news about a pairing up.
Mm-hmm. A dream team. Yeah. This is something, my God. You know. Wow.
All right. Well, I'm going to turn it over to host Mark Thompson. I will mostly be chewing popcorn and listening to everybody. Oh, other big news is that we actually have a prize worth having this week.
Yeah.
Whoa. Chad, were you disappointed in any of the prizes that you won?
No.
Jay, does that jar of that thing of pickle juice, does
I
that...
I still got it sitting on my mantle.
Okay.
But this week, thanks to Marlon, who's actually playing trivia, because he says he's a little stingy with his lobster tail, so he may be taking home his own lobster today, but he has provided us with two, is it spiny lobster tails... caught by the man himself, Marlon the Fish Walden, who provided us with two lobster tails.
All right. This morning.
And are you still doing a podcast about lobstering? Is it called more, lobstering?
No, it's more of harvesting the ocean.
Okay. Mm. And where can people find that if they want to find it?
It's going to be across most channels.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll try and get a link to it, but we appreciate Marlon offering us a prize. Not to insult Mark, but yeah, to insult Mark.
Had to go good with the Saints game today.
Brian it in that pickle juice.
If I was only smart.
All right.
Well, it's only thing keeping you away.
I'm going to turn it over to host Mark Thompson.
Yeah, you keep saying that, and you keep talking. You just keep talking.
He's going to put us on a 20-minute timer. Whoever has the most points at the end wins?
No, we're going to check it out at 22, see where we're at, and then we'll do a lightning round or something like that.
So if Jason and I are ahead, you'll ask more questions?
Yeah, and I'll skip y'all.
Okay. All right, here we go.
All right.
Summer trivia.
Okay, I worked on this, and I actually ran this by some people. our friends on the IBRA board up in South Carolina.
All right, we got Elizabeth coming up to join us. Are you joining us for trivia?
I'm not.
Okay.
I don't have the brain capacity.
There was a
song. Oh, yeah. Well, feel free to pull up the ice chair.
You'd fit right in.
Have a seat next to Artie. You'd definitely beat Jason and I just by being here.
Yeah.
So anyway, this has been checked out. I ran the question about to make sure it was good summertime trivia, and the lovely people in South Carolina on the International Board of Running Accolades. They're the ones that decide that a plaque is better than a ribbon, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Debatable.
I forget who's on the council, but anyway, they usually side in a way that I like. So Randy's questions by him. So this is just some broad summertime trivia. And where to start here?
Just go this way.
I think if you start with either Artie or Marlon and work around, that'll put Jason and I last and put us at a disadvantage.
Yeah,
if you want to do that.
Let's start with Marlon. Marlon, who supplied
the... He brought the lobster tails.
You ought to sit down and play. These guys aren't...
You got a shot.
Yeah.
Chad won. You got a shot.
I'll try one.
All right. All right, Marlon, first question.
There are drinks in the ice chest. There's coffee. There's...
The swimming pool originated in the 3rd millennium B.C. in what is today modern-day Pakistan. Or Pakistan, depending on how you pronounce it. To what name was it referred to in the TV classic Beverly Hillbillies? The swimming pool. You got to be more specific.
That's a Mike Sharp question right
there. Where is he?
Yeah, where is Mike? Oh, yeah, he rode about 3 miles yesterday, so that was it for the week.
Oh, man.
Chad knows it.
If Chad knows it.
Frog pond.
No. Chad?
Bathing pond?
No.
Cement pond.
The cement pond.
Oh, already on the board. Who's keeping score?
I am.
Get the man a pen.
I had one. I don't know what I did with it. Okay.
Here.
Oh, here it is. Jason was sitting on it.
His butt sweat all over.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Jay. All right. Let's see.
Well, it goes to Chad now. Right?
Chad, you're up. Let's go to the next. I got three pages.
At this rate, you may not even get a question. Well,
20 minutes is almost up.
What southern U.S. city lays claim to be the originator of the snowball?
New Orleans.
New Orleans is correct.
Oh, come on.
Baltimore also makes claim to it, but we all know that. No.
Yeah. I would have said what city other than New Orleans. Make it a hard question, man.
I didn't know that until I looked this up.
We can throw popcorn at Mark today. This stuff was cheap.
You want in?
Yeah, I'll do a question.
All right.
And then I gotta head out.
She's going to get this one right and beat me.
In U.S. history, what year contained the Summer of Love?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. Like a specific year?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. No, just a day. Yeah, yeah. Just give me a century. No, we need a year.
1977.
No.
64.
No.
68.
No.
It was the summer of 69.
No.
I was just quoting the song.
I'm gonna go back to maybe 55.
Oh no. You think hippies, you think peace marches and the summer of love was what, Chad?
Let's see, what date it said? 66.
1967.
It was all around.
Gentlemen, thank y'all.
All right.
It was good to see you guys.
You too.
All right, Jay, you're up.
I'm up.
No,
Artie's up.
Keep track.
I thought that was here. Okay.
This is professional.
Okay, Artie, what vitamin do we get from sunshine?
D.
Vitamin D.
I always joke about that.
Which I was deficient on, believe it or not, being a runner, always out in the sun. So I actually
Yeah, but you run at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, that's there ain't no sun out.
Jason, grown in Germany in 2014.
No, nah, he
It stood 30.1 feet tall. It is the tallest flower known of its kind. What kind of flower is it?
Sunflower.
Sunflower. Oh, yes. Correct.
I'm losing it, Jason. I haven't even got started good. I haven't even had a question yet.
Did you bring any napkins so you could soak these tears up? Man. All right, Jeremy.
Actually, I did miss the summer flower.
The summer instrumental classic Wipeout features what instrument as its lead?
Like a hula drum?
I'm going to give you that. It's drums. Oh. I don't know about hula drums.
I mean, that's the beat of the drum, you know. I'm tied with Jason. That's all.
All right, right now, after one round, Artie has a 2-1 lead.
The narrowest of margins.
Oh, it's tight. Let's see. Who's up?
Marlon.
Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach. What song is that from? You don't have a clue. That's a classic.
I know I can stand there, sing the song, but I don't know.
Another band, but I'm trying to think of the song.
Never heard of
Summer
of 69? No. I was going to guess that.
Summer of 69 has been mentioned twice. That's the second worst song of all time. That's right behind that. Oh, the one with the steel horse? Where the guy
rides. Oh, no way. Bon Jovi? Steel horse. No.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Chad?
Wait.
Would you like me to...
get to guess. Oh, got to reread that question. Oh.
You want me to reread it? Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air, the summer's out of reach.
Oh, shit.
Artie?
I'm singing it in my head. I know the band, and I cannot think of the name of the song.
Summer Loving.
No? That is The Boys of Summer by Don Henley. That song was actually written by Mike Campbell, the music, Tom Petty's guitarist. He gave it to Tom Petty, and he couldn't do anything with it. So Don Henley got the tune.
Oh, wow.
So that's one of my favorite songs. That's a great song.
Don Henley, Brian Adams.
Hey, whoa, easy. Let's don't get stupid. Let's don't get stupid. I'll stab you in the neck with this pen and won't think twice about it.
All right. If it bleeds, it leaves. We're good ratings on this.
Who's up here? Chad is up. All right. Chad, sunblocks are rated SPF. What does SPF stand for?
That's a great question. As a father, I feel like I'm failing that I don't know that. I don't know what the F means.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. Solar protective frequency.
Oh, no. You didn't get one?
Not one word.
Well, yeah, okay, you might have got one.
Sun protection factor.
Sun protection factor.
Oh, my God.
Artie is stepping up here.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
There must be something in that water on Camden Drive.
He gets the point, and he controls the board.
Damn, I didn't know that either.
Frank Sinatra sang, "The summer wind came blow it in from where?"
Your mom's
the south.
The seashore. I don't know. No. I listen to Frank Sinatra.
Las Vegas.
No. Marlon, you ever heard the song?
Never.
No.
Wow.
Neither have I.
Neither.
From the
And you said this ocean. Trivia was vetted?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to have to talk to this committee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try it. Go ahead. They already
are. I'm going to give Gwendolyn a call and tell her this is not good trivia.
How do you know Gwendolyn's on the committee?
She's the only people we know. The only people we know in South Carolina.
I'm going to say ocean.
Nobody knows the song.
It wasn't your mom's house.
No. The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
We were all pretty close, though. Yeah. Seashore, ocean.
Las Vegas.
Who's up?
Well, not all of us were close.
Name the band. You're up, right?
Yeah.
Barbara Ann, Fun, 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 Good Vibrations.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
You're going to get this.
Damn, why couldn't that one be mine? I had one.
I don't really know. I don't listen to that. You know.
It's one of the greatest.
Barbara Ann,
of
Fun,
all
Fun,
time.
Fun, Good Vibrations.
You must. I mean, I know. Ooh, Good Vibration. Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys.
I was hoping you'd say Marky Mark.
Jason, right now, is the only one.
With the Marky Mark and the Vibration.
All right, the score right now is Artie 3, Chad 1, Jason 2, Jeremy 1, and Marlon starting to make me wonder if maybe those...
Well, he don't want
to
win his own gift.
Yeah,
he's sandbagging.
That's what I'm going to go. That's what I'm going to go with.
She played Chrissy on the hit TV sitcom Three's Company.
And this was on TV. What era was this?
Actress?
She played Chrissy. Think about the...
I mean, I know the...
I have never
Company.
Seen a single episode of Three's Company.
I've seen Three's Company.
I barely know that the show exists.
Well, I could not tell you.
Okay. So, what? It was the 50s?
70s.
One of them's the guy. What's his name?
It's not John Ritter. So.
John Ritter. No, I pass.
Suzanne Summer.
Yeah.
Hey. Summer. Yeah. Hey. I already knew it, didn't you?
I was looking. Oh,
I thought she was in the 80s.
Marlon's on the board.
I'm just glad you didn't get to Artie. Somebody got it before he did.
Somebody always dominates trivia. Last time it was Chad. We weren't even closer. Except when Mike was.
Marlon's up. Oh. Marlon is up. Oh, Marlon, what do elephants use for sunblock?
Your mom's house?
Mud.
He says mud.
Dirt or mud, he is correct. Mm. And I tell you what, Marlon comes storming back.
Talk that noise, now he's coming back.
They don't have a lot of other options, elephants.
We're right back in Marlon's freezer.
No, Marlon's got to cook them for us.
So Chad's up?
Next time trivia's at Marlon's.
Chad, set the summer camp. In the late 70s, this early Bill Murray classic culminates with a cross-country race.
What?
That's what's that.
It's set in the 70s. It's Bill Murray's, Murray's first big movie. Mm. And the ending culminates in a cross-country race.
Give you a hint, it wasn't Caddyshack.
I thought I knew Bill Murray movies, but...
Oh, come on, if you don't know this...
Come on.
I don't know.
I'm about to have to take a walk.
Not Stripes.
I don't know this one either. I know of the movie, but...
Jason, me and you watched this when you were a kid. This is one of the movies I rented and had you watch.
Miss it.
I thought for sure.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
I want to say it's like Crazy People or something like that, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't go with that.
Meatballs.
Meatballs.
Oh, I ain't never seen that.
Oh, yeah, we saw that.
Oh, man.
When I think of meatballs, the last thing I think about is the race Summer at the end of the movie.
Yeah, Rudy
sorry.
The Rabbit, you know?
I do know what you're talking about now.
Right? I don't remember ever seeing that movie.
Well, now it's the scores. I just got a score, right?
Artie's up 3. Chad has 1.
Chad.
Jason, Jeremy, and Marlon are all tied with 2.
In the cellar.
And who's up?
Too busy
Artie's up.
Out of his age group.
Artie. Built on a beach in Germany in 2019, it stood 57 feet tall. It was the record for the tallest what?
Sandcastle. Sandcastle is correct.
I had no idea.
Go for the easiest, yeah, the dumbest.
Jay, you're up. Mm-hmm. You need a point. This metal band had a dirty black summer.
Danzig. That was one of my favorite bands in high school.
He picked that question specifically
for you.
That's
a good song.
Jeremy, yeah. This metal band told us of the Lords of Summer.
The Lords of Summer?
Mm. Mm. I set y'all up with two. I thought this was his.
Like that.
Metallica.
Well, you didn't give me anybody
else
go way around.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I didn't know it either. I mean,
did anybody know it?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Chad, you know it?
I was definitely going a different direction.
Okay, if nobody knows, I
apologize. Know
okay. And I'm the source for this answer, so you got to guess what I think here.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
This is simply the best summer movie of all time, if not maybe possibly the best movie of all time, as far as I'm concerned. And that movie would be what?
That's me?
Yes.
I know the answer to this question.
I'm going to have to say Caddyshack.
No.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question.
I don't know.
I'm not even your brother.
Star Wars.
No.
I got to go with this stupid one, Grease.
No.
Jaws.
Oh,
man. I've heard you say that that's
Captain Quint is probably my favorite character in any movie ever.
All of cinematic history.
And everything. And life and real people.
Fishing, natural habitat.
All right, so Jeremy got another one here. Let's tally this up here. Jason with 3, Jeremy with 3, Artie with 4, Chad with 1, Marlon with 2. And Chad is up.
Marlon brought us lobsters. I did at least provide him with some cold brew this morning. Yeah.
Chad, what is most dangerous to humans? Heat or cold?
Cold. Your mom's house.
Wow. He really don't like mama's house.
My mom ever do you?
What'd you say?
I said cold.
No. Heat. Huh. Is most dangerous.
Well, let's say, yeah, don't give Artie that. Artie don't get the answer.
No, that's one that just somebody gets or, you know, they don't get.
I was waiting.
Right. What's that?
Maybe heat?
Not according to the internet, it ain't.
Or the South
heat is heat is
we
more.
We all know the internet.
Even though, by law, if you own rental property, you have to provide a heater, but you don't have to provide an air conditioner.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Didn't know that.
Anyway.
That's the kind of useful information you get on this run. Jeff.
Exactly. That's just a little extra.
We have had one question about running.
As would my mama's house would say, that's a little extra. All right. Hot Stuff, Bad Girls, I Feel Love. Name the singer.
Why is this a summer question?
Mm, I know it.
I got nothing.
Donna Summers.
Donna Summers.
Did I give it away when I said, why is this a summer question?
No, I was thinking about Jason. Hot Stuff. That's all I could think of. Then I'm just thinking of something to do with summer about it.
Jay's starting to put two and two together.
He's starting to put 3 and 6 together.
Either way, it's working for him. He has tied already at the top of the heat with 4.
And he controls the board.
And I got the board. Give me another Danzig question.
I want to tell you something about when we were going over this with Gwendolyn. I was telling her about Danzig, that song Where Eagles Dare. I told her to look it up because it has the weirdest chorus of a song I've ever heard. And the first line of the song is, I walk the streets alone, I go where eagles dare. And Gwendolyn's going, eagles don't walk the streets. But anyway, let's see. Summer 1963 in the Catskills Resort, we learned not to put baby in a corner. We also learned to have the time of our lives.
What movie?
Grease.
Dirty Dancing.
I don't know either one of them. I don't know. I've never seen Grease. I've never seen Dirty Dancing. So,
but Artie, you haven't said, even heard Artie, that?
No. I mean, I've heard the line, but I don't know what it's from. Artie said Grease earlier, so I thought y'all might have been playing off that.
Jeremy.
Mark didn't just make these questions up after he heard Artie say that.
I just thought y'all was like, it was just said.
All right, Jeremy, here's some lyrics. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the what?
Jasmine in my mind.
The jasmine in my mind.
I take the lead.
And Jeremy takes the lead.
Oh! I'm so awesome.
Summer Olympic question. A competitor in the Summer Olympics, this athlete has won the most total Olympic medals.
Is he a woman now?
No.
Man, I don't know.
No, this one is not.
I might know that.
Pass, I don't know.
I don't know it either.
Man, what's his name?
I think Artie knows it because he's sitting on the edge of his seat.
I know.
My back's hurting.
Michael Phelps.
Michael
Phelps.
There you go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got it. That's good.
Yeah.
I knew it. Give me a question like that. Jason's trying to read the answer.
Chad, you're down a couple points. You tell me how many medals he won. I'll give you an extra point.
22.
28. Dang. I wouldn't close.
Yeah,
alright, Chad is up. This fruit, closely related to the cucumber, has over 1,000 varieties and is 92% water.
Oh, come on.
Watermelon.
The watermelon.
The melon.
Chad is now, let's see, already 4, Chad 3.
Oh, we're going to keep going.
Jason 4.
Yeah, the timer went off.
Yeah, timer went off. Jeremy 5, Marlon 2.
Your timer.
Lightning round.
Lightning round.
So that means no, you miss it, you just miss and go to the next question.
Exactly. No steals. Who's up? Artie? Mm-hmm. Artie, summer's here and the time is right for what? It's a lyric.
I know. I hear the song.
No clue.
Can't get.
Calling out around the world. Summer's here and the time is right for
love. No.
Shut up, Jeremy. Fear. Anybody?
Fear.
Dancing in the streets. That's a big hit. Good God.
Van Halen remade it.
Yes, they sure did. Correct, yes.
So do I get a bonus point?
Sure, you tied with Jeremy.
All right. This is optional.
Jay, you're up.
This ain't usual.
Or is it all? Yeah, Jay's up. Jay, what is the favorite hot dog topping in the United States?
Mustard.
Mustard is correct. You're tied with Jeremy.
Whoa! I wouldn't know how to cook a lobster anyway.
Yeah, right. This neighborhood, they know how to cook lobster.
Jeremy, in the summer of 1959 in Castle Rock, Oregon, 4 young boys set out to find the body of a missing boy in what movie?
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
Oh, he's toasting it now. He's got the grill warming up.
All right. Final round. Jeremy is up 6-5 on Artie. Yeah, it's going to take some storming back for you gentlemen to come back hard here. I will allow steals simply because I can change rules when I want to.
So this is final round?
Final round.
Awesome.
Who is up?
Marlon.
Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta sang How Summer Dreams Ripped at the Seams, but oh, those summer
nights.
Summer nights. And what movie was that from?
Grease.
Grease has been brought up twice. I said it one time, and everybody like, what?
You and Chad should have just missed y'all's question. Yeah. Gave him the Artie.
Chad, what is the longest continuous beach in the United States? And the name is in the question.
Okay, Long Beach.
Long Beach it is. Can you tell me what state that's in?
That one is in Florida.
Nope, that one's in Washington. You get the point, but... Because I just asked for the beach, not the state.
It was California or Florida, is the only two I knew.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had Washington.
Good for them for having the longest beach that no one knows
about. Uh-oh. It might be tough. Though this is a classic. Another lyric.
Oh, boy.
Eddie Cochran and later on Alan Jackson found out that there ain't no cure for what?
Summertime blues.
The summertime blues.
In what way was that difficult?
Yeah. Well, these okay. You won't. I'm gonna save you.
In this episode, Jeremy learns to keep his mouth.
Let's see, Jay. Let me
give you an easy one.
I don't know if there's easy ones left. Okay, Jay, I don't know if you've seen this movie or not, but in the movie, I know what you did last summer. What did they do last summer? Oh, yeah, it's a horror movie.
Watched somebody drowned.
Hit and run, huh? No, we're letting the steals happen.
I'm going to say they killed somebody.
They killed somebody.
Oh. Like actual murder? I thought it was just a hit and run. I don't know.
Was it? I didn't see the movie. I just Googled, what did they do last summer? It said they killed somebody. But Marlon got it word for word, so Marlon gets that.
Bringing my
I'm about to edit that.
I think you can leave that in. Who's up, Jeremy? All right, Jeremy.
Name the exact day of the exact year some obscure 1960 song was written.
Summertime. It's a classic. Name the song is Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. What is your mama and daddy?
What is your mama and daddy?
That's the next line of the song. Your daddy something and your mom something.
I have no idea. I only.
This has been covered by jazz, soul, rock.
It's been covered by reggae, but I don't know it.
Say that one more time.
Summertime and the living is easy.
And the living is easy.
Fish is jumping.
And all I know is the
and cotton is high. Your daddy's and your mama is.
That moment's bad. And I noticed I've got the song in my head.
Your daddy's drunk and your mom is high.
Artie, you take a shot.
That's better lyrics.
Well, that sounded good.
I got nothing on that one.
Jay, your daddy's rich and your mom is good looking.
So it's still a tie, right?
Yeah.
It is still a tie.
One more round.
One more round. Artie's getting ready to go here.
So let Artie and Jeremy, Jeremy battle it out.
Okay,
Artie and Jeremy battle it out.
For a lightning round, are we doing sudden death?
Yes.
I don't know how to do this to make it. I know how to do it to make it unfair for Jeremy. I could give Artie the first shot, say the first person to answer sudden death, and give him just an easy question.
Just don't look at anything. Just flip the page. Point to one, ask that question. Don't study it. Just flip, point to one. Ask Jeremy. Go.
Jeremy, Sly and the Family Stone. You know that band?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were having what kind of fun in the summertime?
Hot fun?
Hot fun in the summertime.
Pressure's on, Artie.
Artie.
Yes, sir.
Song lyric. In the summertime. This is from the great Mungo Jerry. Classic. In the summertime, when the weather's fine, you can stretch right up and...
drink some wine.
Touch the sky.
I like Artie's line better.
I think we're much better songwriters.
Congratulations.
Jeremy has won the lobster trivia.
Man.
Okay, well, that is it for...
I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, so that's the end of summer trivia for the Thompson Running Show, and we will join you again next week for North Shore Half Marathon Hike Week. If you guys want to hang out again, we'll talk what we're looking at for North Shore, expectations, and all that. And Marlon has got...
Since, you know, Mark gets the bad end of the deal, so he doesn't even get to compete at none of these.
Man.
So I do have lobster for Mark.
Oh wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so Marlon coming in big for Mark, too.
Thank you, Marlon.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, until next time, we will catch you later from the Thompson Running Show.